When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And you can tell us about your serums by calling us at 781-591-0390 or anything else you want to tell us about. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Serum Talk on Facebook, in our Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast.
And any serums or anything else that we mention is always going to be on our website, forever35podcast.com, and you can follow us on Instagram at Forever35Podcast and on Twitter at Forever35Pod. And just a little note, we sure do appreciate a review or rating on Apple Podcasts. So if you are so inclined, you want to head over there, leave us a little review.
We appreciate it.
We'd be really happy. And I just want to say that later in the episode, we are going to be talking about how to do little DIY spa day.
We are pulling from items in our homes.
Yep. Little pandemic pampering. So
I see what you did there.
I'm excited for this.
I am too, because I'm pulling from like basically everything my grandmother ever told me to do. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to be sharing with the audience today. The audience? I don't think I've ever said that. The audience? That's so. I feel like a View co-host. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you the audience. That is so weird, listeners. Sorry. Okay. Well, anyway, hi, Dori. How's it going?
Hi. You know, it's going okay. I recently had a little pandemic discovery that I just want to share with you and all of our listeners, which is frozen Kind bars. Now,
oh boy.
Okay, first of all, hashtag not an ad. This is a genuine self. I purchased these myself and I discovered these myself.
Dori, I have a really unfunny pun, which is that this is an endorsement. Get it?
Like I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that and we're all going to move on.
No, you don't think endorsement is a good one? Okay, never mind.
So these are not just Kind bars that you put in the freezer. These are actually a separate product that have like almond milk ice cream in them. So they are ice cream Kind bars. I got the dark chocolate almond sea salt variety, and they also come in dark chocolate peanut butter.
Oh,
and
that sounds really good.
Kate, let me tell you, these are real good.
Yeah, they sound bonkers delish. And like when I was reading your notes, I just assumed you were throwing regular old Kind bars in the freezer. Like I didn't even know that this is a thing. So you've blown my mind here.
Yeah.
How did you discover these? What were you like strolling the aisles or were you online?
I was strolling the aisles. I mean, not really strolling, because when I go to Target now, I really try to be like in and out. But I was in the refrigerated/freezer section. I think I was like looking for milk or something. And I saw these frozen Kind bars and I was like, they just like caught my eye. I was like, what are these? And they were frozen Kind bars. And I was like, I need to try these. I need to try these. So I bought a box of them. And then, I mean, they kind of reminded me of the Snickers ice cream bars that I used to get in the high school cafeteria. Did you ever?
Also good.
Were you ever into Snickers ice cream bars?
No, you know, I am not a big sweet person. Like, I don't think I could. I like in terms of things that I like to devour, it would be things of the savory, salty variety. Mm-hmm. So I don't think even the thought of eating a whole ice cream bar kind of makes me want to hurl.
Okay. All right.
I support you. I don't like that hard chocolate that comes on a bar.
Oh, okay.
Apologies to all my sweet eaters.
Well, I think I like the combination of salty and sweet also.
Well, that the peanuttiness of Snickers is delish.
Yeah. So listen, these are just like a great pandemic treat in my opinion. So
is it like a daytime thing? Is it like your nighttime?
It's a nighttime dessert? Thing. Mm. Nighttime dessert. So yeah, that is my endorsement.
Well, speaking of dessert.
Yes.
You and I are taking a baking class this week.
We are. I'm so excited.
I am too. We're doing an online baking class.
We are doing a class that Molly J. Wilk, who I took a class with previously, is doing. She's now doing like a whole series of classes. I think she realized that people are hungry, no pun intended, for this type of content right now. And she's really lovely. And I really, really enjoy her classes. And she really explains everything so well. And even if you are a very novice baker like myself, you can make a decent cream puff and it's fine. So I believe our class is on making palmiers
and like a basic puff pastry.
Yes.
It's like it's just like a learn how to make the easiest puff pastry so you don't have to buy it class.
Yes, 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 yes. Which I'm excited about.
I am too. And it was fun because I texted you, or I can't remember how we were communicating, but I was like, could we move our recording? I think I'm going to take one of these pastry making classes. You were like, of course. And then you were like, I think I might take that class too. So you and I have a date on Thursday.
We do.
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Just us with and some 100 other people or however many.
And a woman in France and some cold butter.
Yes. I'm really excited.
I have to make sure I have all my ingredients. I think I do.
Just thinking that. I was like, oh, I should have checked to make sure I have everything. Anyway, what's been going on with you?
Well, you know, we are past Mother's Day, but I wanted to kind of detail my Mother's Day experience because my children gave me a spa day for Mother's Day. And I don't know where, the only thing I can point to where they have learned about spas, like it's not like they listened to this podcast. Like, I don't know what, there is a children's book series called Fancy Nancy. I don't know if you've heard of it, Dory. I actually feel like your nieces would really enjoy Fancy Nancy.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, Junie B. Jones was not a hit.
Well, Junie B. Jones is a little too big for your nieces,
well,
I think.
Okay, I shouldn't say not a hit. My niece loves it. My sister does not because she thinks Junie B. Jones is not a nice person.
Oh, she's kind of a menace?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could get into Junie B. My kids love Junie B. Well, they have to know Fancy Nancy. Your niece is four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Disney Junior show now. Anyway, if you have kids, you maybe have heard of Fancy Nancy. There was one of the books where she gives her mom a spa day. So that's the only thing I can assume where my kids have gotten this information is from Fancy Nancy. So I went out and walked the dog. And when I returned home at around 7 o'clock, my child was waiting for me. She had put on a dress. She was in my shoes. And she had put on some of my makeup. Oh, a lot of this was about them having access to my makeup. So they were like, you know, come inside, madam. And they walked me inside. They had sprayed my perfume all over the house. Like, in today, the house still smells like Glossier You perfume. So literally, I like walk up and I see my kid and I'm like, I was like, did you put on some of my makeup? She's like, yeah. And I was like, and my perfume? She's like, yeah, we sprayed it all over.
Oh my God.
Like, oh no, that's perfume.
Oh my God.
So anyway, but my house smells lovely. I love the way that perfume smells. So then they had in the hallway to my bedroom laid out coasters as kind of like a decoration. And my other child was there, also in a dress, also in my shoes, also in a little bit of like random makeup. And then they brought me into my bathroom where they had drawn a very lukewarm bath. Like, I would say not hot. But they had put up some salt in it and they had spa music playing. And then they had selected a face mask ahead of time, which was the Tatcha Violet C Vitamin C Radiance Mask, which is like a bright purple, which I think is why they were drawn to it. And so they applied that. They each like rubbed that all over my face.
Oh my gosh.
And then they brought in cucumber slices for my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
But because they cut them, they were like big chunks. But they were amazing. I forgot how amazing cucumber slices feel on your eyes. It was incredible. And then once they kind of left, I like filled the tub with hot water and it was like kind of relaxing.
That's amazing.
It was really sweet. Now, they did stay for a while and put on makeup, which was very interesting because like I want to encourage them to like use fashion and makeup and beauty stuff as a means of like self-exploration and expression and creativity and not like just doing it to like quote unquote look pretty or whatever. But it was fascinating watching them like just like take a blush and put it on their eyes. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, they don't know really what any of this is for.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're just kind of experimenting with it. So they looked very interesting by the end of this. But they finally did leave. And I did kind of relax. I did enjoy my face mask.
That's great.
And it was very sweet. Yeah. I had a nice little spa day.
Can I ask a question? Where do you think your children got their impressions of a spa day from?
From Fancy Nancy.
Oh, just from Fancy Nancy. That's it.
Well, okay. So, you know, I don't watch every bit of media that they consume. So, like, it's possible that on an episode of Fuller House, they have heard reference to a spa day. I don't know. I'm going to tell you the Fancy Nancy book is called Ooh La La, It's Beauty Day. And Fancy Nancy pampers her mother.
Oh, so interesting.
They consume a ton of media. Like, they read Babysitter's Club books. Like, I'm not monitoring everything that they have access to necessarily, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. So maybe they've learned about spa days somewhere else.
I love this.
Maybe they've seen me take baths and just kind of like rolled with it. I don't know.
That's really sweet.
This is the second time they've done this too. They did this for me like a week ago at like 3 p.m. one day.
Oh, I love that. They want to do nice things for you.
Well, and they really enjoyed like bathing. Like, I don't know how to describe this. Sounds so weird, but they were like, they love getting like cucumber slices for my eyes and putting sheet masks on me. And they're very,
oh my gosh, it's so sweet.
And I will say, like, here in quarantine times, like at 3 p.m, like I was like, okay, I guess if this is what you want to do for an activity, like I'll take a bath so that you can do things, you know?
Yeah.
I'm running out of ideas over here. So that seems as good as any idea.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There
Highly
you
recommend
go.
If you have children, planting this idea in their head. And, you know, like Mother's Day for me is bittersweet. My mom is no longer alive. And, you know, so there's like that, always that touch of like wistfulness for me on Mother's Day. It's always a little, it's not as much anymore, but it's always a little sad. So I don't know if they even like connect those dots. So, but it was very sweet. It was very special. They did a nice job.
That's really cool.
You know? Yeah. I was proud of them.
Kate, before we take a break, I just want to give a quick shout out to our advertisers who have stuck with us through the global pandemic. We really, really appreciate you. You help keep the podcast going. You help keep it free for our listeners. And listeners, if you want to support the show, help keep us going, and support our advertisers, it helps if you even just visit the URLs that we mention on the show.
Yeah, if you give them a click.
If you give them a click.
They love that.
They do love that. And we love you, and we do want to keep this podcast going. So we would appreciate it. And thanks to all of our advertisers. And on that note, we're going to hear from some of them.
Oh, good. Okay, let's do it.
Be right back.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have Honey Love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Okay, we're back. And as promised slash threatened earlier in the episode, we are going to be talking about pandemic pampering today.
What do we mean by pandemic pampering, Dory?
Well, I think we mean that, you know, a lot of people are out of work right now. And even people who are not out of work, people don't have as much money, and people also don't want to be going out to the store. And so the idea is to do some pampering of yourself with things that you probably already have in your house. And if you don't, most of these things, if you do have to get them, they are inexpensive.
Great summation.
Thank you.
That sounds perfect. And I'm excited. I've been doing some of these things, actually, like as we were kind of listing and brainstorming, I realized I've actually been doing some of these during this time. So I'm excited to share some of our ideas.
Yeah, me too.
And I should say, listeners, please weigh in, because this is a fun thing to discuss. And there's so many ways to kind of indulge simply at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to hear if you have any thoughts or if you're doing anything during this time.
Yeah. All right. Should we just kick things off?
Yeah. Take me on this journey, if you will, Dory.
A foot bath. If you have like a large plastic container lying around, or even a large bowl, if that's not too disgusting, I guess you could line the bowl with like saran wrap or something if you felt weird about putting your feet in a bowl. And I would just like pour some hot water in. If you have some kind of like bubble bath or Epsom salt or anything like that, or even essential oil, you could put that in as well and just like sit and soak your feet.
That sounds so nice. Like, this is a nice thing you could do while also watching like a 20-minute episode of something on TV.
Totally. So that is my first suggestion. My second
Can I add on to that?
Yes.
One suggestion we've had about foot care that I think came up on a Here For You episode recently is then moisturizing your feet and putting them in socks for
yes.
the night.
Yes.
You could do that after the foot bath.
Yeah, you could do that after the foot bath. I also had a corollary suggestion, which is to wrap your hands and or feet in hot washcloths. Which just feels so good. And you want
them
like
feel so good.
Piping hot, I think.
That sounds so good.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Another thought I had was just doing an at-home manicure. I think even if you don't have all of the tools that you might, that like a nail salon would have, you probably have some of them at home. Like, I know I have a nail file. I have a cuticle clipper nipper thing, actually. I have, you know, a nail clipper, and you know what I don't have? I don't have a wooden stick to like push back my cuticles.
And anytime we've suggested, we got very frustrated feedback when I once suggested pushing your cuticles back with
a credit card. I remember that, Kate.
Yep. Don't do that. Use appropriate tools.
You could soak your fingers in a little dish. You know,
a little bit of oil for your cuticles.
Yeah, even if you don't have special cuticle oil, you could use another, any kind of oil that you have lying around. You can even use olive oil.
Olive oil, yes. Mm-hmm. Coconut oil.
Yeah. And then, you know, I feel like we all have that like random bottle of nail polish that we bought sometime being like, this is a fun color that we like never use. I know, you know, I don't know. Maybe you don't.
I do. I have lots of weird colors. Right. And lots of glitter nail polish.
Yeah. So I feel like now is the time.
Yeah. Well, also now does also feel like the time to get better at painting your own nails, which is not something I am very capable
great
doing.
Call. Kate, do you want to share any of your suggestions?
Yes, Jory. Okay. So look, I had a real DIY grandmother growing up. This is my grandmother, Grammy Elsie. And look, she was 100% Italian, very creative, and didn't like to spend money. So she used to always, like, we'd be in her kitchen, and she would always be using her food things for beauty. So I kind of just grew up around her suggestions. Mm-hmm. So here are a couple. She also, one that I didn't include, but if you have an aloe vera plant, please just break off a little stem and rub it all over yourself, because that's what my grandmother did every day of her life. All right. Tea bags on your eyes for puffiness. So we get a lot of questions, and I see this come up a lot about eye cream and eye cream. Like, can eye cream solve my eye, whatever issues I'm feeling about my eyes, my under eye area? And I will tell you, I love a tea bag under my eyes, a caffeinated tea bag. Oftentimes you will find eye cream with caffeine in it to reduce puffiness. I take a tea bag after it's been in hot tea. I like to put it in my fridge or my freezer to cool it down, and then plop them on my eyes to reduce swelling. So like, if you're tired, if you've been crying, if you've just got a puffy eye situation, I'm saying grab yourself some Tetley, some PG tips, whatever you've got laying around the house, get them wet in some warm water and pop them on your eyelids. And my grandmother used to do this with, like, after she drank a cup of tea. And also she would use one tea bag for two cups of tea. Like, she'd splash them around in between our two cups. My grandmother also would use egg white as a face mask.
Okay.
Now, I have done this. I have not done it in a while. So I went online last night and I just was like, huh, egg white face mask. And it turns out this is like a hot Pinteresty DIY recommendation that, of course, like, buzzed around the internet. And while it was, you know, shared on, you know, many Pinteresty websites, also there are some people who are like, don't put egg white on your face. So I just want to add that caveat, like, please do your research on this one. Definitely do a skin test, because you could have an allergic reaction. If you're allergic to eggs, obviously don't put eggs on your face. But my grandmother would just take egg white while she was cooking and put it on her face as a face mask, and then leave it on until it dried and then wash it off. Now, you can find online, and this is what I've included, an egg white face mask recipe that also will include lemon and honey. But my grandma just used egg whites, and like, she didn't even whip them up. She would be cooking with eggs and like dip her finger in and rub it on her face.
Wow.
Does that sound gross or appealing, Dory?
No, it's intriguing.
And she had gorgeous skin, like beautiful, supple skin, which could obviously just be genetics. But I mean, I don't know. She'd always be like, Katie, and then like put egg white on her face. So That's another one straight from my grandmother's kitchen. But yeah, there are lots of egg white mask recipes. And I realize eggs are a little bit hard, for some people, to come by right now. Like, I've been able to find them pretty regularly, but you might not want to waste an egg. But if you have one lying around, or if you're just using the yolk for some cooking and have this extra egg white, whip it up into a face mask.
Yeah.
Nice tightening face mask.
Love it.
Another thought I had, Dory, which I've done before and really enjoyed, is making my own sugar body scrub. Have you ever done this?
I have not done it.
You know, I did this recently at a friend's bridal shower, and they had all sorts of fun extras that you could do. Like they had coffee grounds, they had different kinds of sugar, they had essential oils to mix in. I think it's really as easy as get yourself some sugar, get yourself an oil-based coconut oil. I think you could even do olive oil, an essential oil if you have it, if you want to scent it, and a jar, like some sort of container. I love, like, if I use a glass, you know, like I clean out my jelly jars and my peanut butter jars and stuff. So just save a jar and use it. And you can make a really nice sugar scrub, which you can keep in the shower. It's great for exfoliating your skin. And the oil is really moisturizing. And it just feels lovely. And it's so easy to make.
Wow. And we will,
I'm going to link to a recipe.
I was just going to say, we will link to all of this stuff.
Yes. So you don't have to. Yes. Because I don't want to be listing measurements here online. But I love a sugar scrub in the shower. It just feels really indulgent. It's like a nice extra step if you have a minute to kind of just take some time to exfoliate and moisturize your skin. And you can just make it right in your kitchen.
Great.
All right. I'm passing the baton to you.
Okay. So This is really basic, but you could steam your bathroom, like turn your shower on really hot and pretend you're in a steam room.
I mean, I love doing this, or I even just love like staying in the shower a little bit longer and just breathing in the steam.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, can I add to this tip?
Yes, please.
If you have any essential oil laying around, you can pour some on the bottom of your shower, like just a few drops. Obviously be careful because if it has an oily base, it can be slippery, but it can, with the steam, it can really scent up your shower space. I used to do this a lot in New York City in the winter. I would add eucalyptus oil in the shower because it was so cold and like my nose would be clogged and it just was so refreshing and warming. So I love adding a little scent to a hot shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that you include cucumber slices on your eyes because I just did this last night and was shocked at how amazing it felt.
So, you know, it's such a like cliche spa thing. Like, I feel like if you Google like stock image of like woman at spa, it's it's like some lady with a hair turban and cucumber slices on her eyes in a robe. But like, there's a reason people put cucumber slices on their eyes, which is like, it feels real good.
It felt like amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, I think like, do this. It's great.
Well, I think also that the cucumbers are anti-inflammatory, which is another reason. Like, they're like super hydrating because they have so much water in them. They're anti-inflammatory, so they can be very soothing. You know, because like there's a reason we put cucumber slices on our eyes and not like tomato slices or...
Right, totally.
I was thinking about this last night. I was like, why did we land on the cucumber? Like, it could have been the zucchini. But no, like, I think cucumbers actually have a deeper purpose than just feeling good.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Dory, here's a question. Would you eat the cucumbers after? This is what my child asked me last night.
I think no.
Okay.
So
I didn't either. I did not.
All right.
Them.
Okay. Okay. Here's another tip that I have not actually done, but has been recommended by so many people so many times that I'm just like, wait, why have I not done this? Which is to wash your hair with apple cider vinegar.
Get all that buildup out.
Have you done this?
I have, but it has been a while. And in fact, like my boyfriend in college used to only wash his hair with vinegar, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, maybe not only, but I have like this vivid memory of him washing his hair with vinegar a lot. I think it was him, somebody I dated. Yeah. I mean, I have done this. It does tend to help get buildup out. I have a friend who did it recently. And, you know, I think your head smells vinegary, but I do think it's a really great, easy at home thing you can do.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Also, I like the smell of vinegar, as previously mentioned. Like, why not smell like a delicious British French fry? I'm not calling them chips. I'm calling them British French fries. I realize malt vinegar is not what you would wash your hair with, but yes, apple cider vinegar is amazing. I love it.
I love this suggestion for the rice sock.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Do you have a rice sock?
No, but when I was breastfeeding, I had these bamboobies, if you remember
talking about them. Oh, I do.
That were essentially a rice sock. It was like a pad filled with rice-ish stuff that you could heat up in the microwave.
I love rice sock. Making a rice sock. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, literally it is a sock filled with rice. I tie a rubber band around the end of the sock. Like if you have an old big sock that you're not using anymore, definitely don't do one of those like no-show ankle socks. You want like a solid sock. Mm-hmm. And I fill it with rice and I use them as a heating pad. I warm up. You can also use them, I believe, if you freeze them as a like a cold compress. But I've only ever used them as a heating pad, and I heat them up in the microwave, and they're great. Now, rice is a little tricky to come by right now. So if you have a bulk amount of rice, and you have a little extra to spare. But I just love having something warm on me, Dory. I like to warm up my bed with them too. So if, you know, it just snowed on the East Coast. I know here in California, it's warm, but it is not warm everywhere. So I love to warm myself up with a little rice sock. I put it on my lower back if I'm having back pain, and my kids like them too. They're so easy to make at home, and I just find warmth to be incredibly soothing, and like a heat is just such a easy part of self-care.
Yeah. Yeah. Heat is an easy part of self-care. Okay. My other suggestion is to give yourself a full body scrub and really like get in there. You can do this you could do this with your DIY sugar scrub that you just made because Kate told you how to make it. Or if you have like an exfoliating mitt, you could use that as well. Just really like get that dead skin off. It'll feel so good.
That sounds amazing.
I also had an unorthodox suggestion.
Okay.
Which is to put a ton of sunscreen on and some light colored flowy clothing and a hat and go lie in the sun.
Get that vitamin D. You're not getting the vitamin D sunscreen on.
Right. But you're like feeling the rays of the sun, which like the sun feels good.
I mean, you can also get a little bit of, you know, like of sunlight a day to get that vitamin D.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, no,
again,
totally.
Not a derm.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a reason, like, people go to tanning beds not just to get tanned, but because, like, it feels good to, like, lie on a...
In heat.
And I'm not saying lie out there to get a tan. I'm not even saying lie out there for a long time. But just, like, there is something about just, like, feeling the sun and relaxing and letting yourself feel the sun that I think is really nice.
Eyes closed, not looking at your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I have one more to share that I haven't actually tried myself, but I want to try, especially because we've been talking a lot about nails and removing nail polish stains. And that is using baking soda.
Okay.
So I have a friend who shared this, that they used baking soda on their fingernails to kind of get their nail polish. You know how when you, after you remove nail polish with a nail polish remover, it's still like hints of that color? It's like when you wash like white sheets with a red sock and they're just like tinged pink.
Totally.
That's kind of what your nails look like. So if you mix baking soda and water, it can create kind of a scrub that will, if you apply it directly to your nails, will apparently get the stains of polish off. So I was going to do this on my feet. And also, I was reading an article that says you can also use this as a cuticle exfoliator. And Lord knows my cuticles are real messy right now.
Okay. I like this idea.
They are looking some sort of way. baking soda is kind of one of those magical home products that you can use for all sorts of things.
Yes.
So give baking soda a Google if you want to just keep exploring what people use it for. I don't want to endorse it too much for things because I haven't used it to brush my teeth or anything like that. But
I
am very intrigued about putting it on my fingernails and seeing if it helps getting polish stains off.
Love it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, should we take another short break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
And let's come back because you know what's awaiting us on the other side of things, Story.
The Intenti Zone.
Wow. That was commitment.
I really just wanted to go there.
Well, that was an endorsement if I ever did hear one.
So sorry. All right. Be right back.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we're back. We're in the Intenti Zone.
We are. We're basking in it.
Like lying out in the sun, but with a lot of sunscreen.
A lot of sunscreen. We're lying in our intentions. Dory,
yes.
Last week you made a commitment to try and start and finish your work during the workday, not letting it trickle into time you're spending with your family or relaxing by yourself.
Yeah.
How did it go?
It went pretty well. It was not 100%. I also realized that my work week is essentially Sunday through Thursday, but then I also, like, because Friday is still a work day, I also have like calls and stuff on Friday. So I need to kind of like figure out like what are my working hours? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have found for better or for worse, because podcasting is such a strange business, like I work all day long. Like, sometimes I work on Saturdays, I work on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like, so there's kind of no boundaries to the work, which
exactly
can also be really amazing.
Yeah.
That we can work at random times, but it does also just kind of bleed into other parts of your life.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I'm really saying is I don't want to be doing work after I put Henry to bed. Like, I think I want that time to be like my time. And I was pretty good about that this week. I did work last night. I did work on Sunday night. But for the most part, I was pretty good about getting everything done before he went to bed. So I'm going to say I did it pretty well. And I'm going to try to keep doing that this week. How did your one line a day journal go?
Okay, I just grabbed it to like caress it and love it. You know what? It's going really well.
And oh my goodness.
I didn't do it for yesterday, but I'll probably get to it today. I try to do it at night before bed. So I started it May 2nd. So I've only done it for a week.
Hey, that's a week longer than you'd been doing it before.
It is. And you know what? I have to say this has been a crazy, crazy week. A lot of stuff happened. And I'm really glad that I have it all written down so that I can remember it. That felt really special to me. So I've kind of come around. Whoops, that was me closing it. I've come around to this one line a day journal. I really have. It makes it really easy for me. And you know what? I'm going to share the one that I bought because I found one that was a little bit bigger, I think, than one that had been recommended by you and our guest, Eden. Mm-hmm. So I really like the size of it. It's very hearty because I can't write in a little tiny thing. I just like, I don't know if it's being left-handed or what. I find it mm-hmm. challenging. So I've got this nice, big, meaty journal that I'm very into.
I'm so happy for you. And what about this week? What do you have going on?
Okay. So this week, I am going to be curating my news intake so that it is thoughtful, but not excessive.
Uh-huh.
What do I mean by that, you ask?
Yes.
Okay. First step of this intention, I need to get back into my Freedom app. If you have never checked out Freedom, it's an amazing app that blocks most websites. Like, you select the websites you want blocked from your phone or your computer or your tablet, and it will block them. It could block them for an hour. It could block them for a week. You set the schedule. I need to do this. And I need to block my nemesis Twitter, because I still sneak onto Twitter and look in the like trending topics, even not even logged into my account. I think I do it from the Forever 35 account. And I like scroll through the trending topics and I read like hot takes and I get sucked in, and it is not good for my mental health. So I need to set that boundary.
Kate, I'm going to copy you this week.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Have you ever used Freedom, Dory?
Yes.
Okay. I highly recommend it. It is fantastic. You just have to do it, which is the hardest part for me.
I'm just gonna do it. And just not, I think also just like leaving my phone somewhere else in the house. Mm-hmm. is helpful for me. So I'm going to try to do that too. We've been having a lot of discussions about this on Here For You, our daily podcast. And we've gotten some great suggestions from listeners. One listener suggested just reading a print newspaper, which I don't think I'm quite ready to go that route, but I have really been thinking about, like, how can I limit my news consumption in a way that makes me still feel informed but not overwhelmed?
Yeah, because I want to be a good citizen. I want to be aware of what's going on and how it's impacting people and how different communities are being affected. Like, I'm not interested in being like, you know, remember that man who was written about in the New York Times who just, like, after the election bought a cabin and stopped reading the news? So he had, like, no idea what was going on.
Yes.
Did you read that story?
Yes.
I do not aspire to that. I think that is, like, that, I don't know. Anyway, F that guy. But I think the news feeds into a lot of anxiety in a way that isn't healthy. So I am going to maybe try to start listening to, like, Up First, which is NPR's, like, quick 10-minute morning news brief in the morning.
Okay.
I read New York Times and Washington Post, but, like, I'm going to say, like, no sneaking onto the Daily Mail's website, mm-hmm. which is something I do that I am not proud of. And no Twitter.
I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
And the LA Times. I'm going to obviously check my local news.
Yeah. Yeah, we subscribe.
All right, we'll
we
see how this goes.
To the digital version of the LA Times. We don't get it in print.
Yeah, I do the digital of LA Times, New York Times, and Washington Post. And that's a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need more than that. I don't need to be, like, reading what every, like, hot take on Twitter is.
Yeah, totally.
How many times have I said this while doing this podcast? So many times, but here I am. Tis a journey.
I know. Tis a journey. All right.
Well, Dory, enjoy those frozen kind bars.
Thank you so much. I really will.
I am going to commit to doing a few of these DIYs off our list. I'm definitely going to try the baking soda on my nails probably today. And then I think, because I didn't get to it, I'm going to egg white my face.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear how this goes.
It could be a disaster, but you know what? I got to honor my grandma.
I am going to do the full body scrub for sure.
Okay. All right.
I'm excited.
Let's check back in next week and see what worked for us and maybe what didn't work.
Okay. Let's
do it. All right. Well, it was great to talk to you today.
Same.
Miss seeing your face, but this works. And you know who we also miss? I also miss Sammy Junio.
I know. We haven't seen him in so long. Who produces
and edits his podcast. I know. Sammy, if you're hearing this, we miss you. And hey, I'm going to say we miss Sam Reed, our project manager.
Yeah.
Even though Sam's up in Northern California, but yeah. We get to see Sam on Zoom.
Yeah.
And of course, this podcast is hosted by you and I. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.